I had a dream last night. Did you? What was yours about? Dreams are almost universal to the human experience. Our brains are really quite amazing. And their capacity for such neural activity, they tell us that dreams are even essential to emotional health, part of our natural physiological well-being, nature's nocturnal gift. Dreams, for me, occupy that space, well, kind of between waking and sleeping. At least those are the ones that I remember. Dreams are kind of at that edge between the, you know, the snoring part and the stirring part. Jack Kelly used to remind me that those early, early morning thoughts or those early, early morning pictures, well, that's the time at which you are, well, your most authentic self. I don't know if you've thought of that way, but those are the moments in your day when you're the most unguarded, the most unrehearsed, the most, you have the least defenses and there's no pretending. There in your PJs peeking out from under the covers, that's when you're the most real you. I know that's true because when I look at some of the emails that you send me and I look at the time signature, or maybe you've been reading tweets too, and you can sort of tell. I had a dream last night. Did you? What was yours about? Therapists like to hear about our dreams. Why? It's not hard to guess. I mean, therapists are smart. They know that often those dreams are those moments that are kind of like windows into something that runs deeper in us. The dreams are the occasion to surface stuff, real stuff, secret stuff, desires and private longings and anxious fears. But also, could it be too that in our prayers, that's when we hear God's voice? That in our dreaming moments, that's when we're witness to Christ's own self-disclosure? Maybe. I had a dream last night. Did you? Do you remember what it was? Not only do dreams catch us at our most honest, our most vulnerable, our most authentic time of day, but dreams also, I think, are the kind of the connect-the-dot moments. Have you ever done that? We were remodeling our kitchen here not long ago, and I could not figure out how to attach one cabinet floor to ceiling. There was just no way you could get it in there and tip it up to make it fit. It came to me in a dream, what I had to cut and trim and how I'd have to turn it, and I worked it all out in my head, and I woke up. It actually worked, but I don't know if I would have seen it had it not appeared before my eyes with my head on the pillow. It are those moments when the subconscious is screaming out to the conscious mind, making connections, connecting the dots. Oh, that's how it'll work. Now I get it. You suddenly can see something that's been obvious all along, but you just didn't get it. I had a dream last night. Did you? What was yours about? Sometimes I dream that I'm popular and all the cool kids love me. Sometimes I have dreams and I actually am driving that cool red Corvette. Sometimes I'm dreaming and then I worry that I left on the iron. Or I wake up from a dream and I wonder, where are those kids? Sometimes when I dream, I can see myself in the mirror and I'm skinny and young. Sometimes I dream and I see that I'm having breakfast with my grandpa Bakken. And then it dawns on me that he died when I was in junior high. Maybe dreams are windows. Windows into that thin barrier, that liminal space. Dreams happen between what I see and what God sees. Dreams happen at that overlap between what should be and what is. At that overlap between what is God's best and this sort of broken and frayed and angry world. I want to have God's dream. God's dream of salvation for all people. I want to have God's dream of justice for all people. I want to have God's dream of joy for all people. A dream that's not just wishful thinking, that's not idealized fantasy, but God's dream, God's plan, God's purpose, God's destiny for all things. Joseph knew Pharaoh's dream. Joseph knew Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Joseph knew Caesar's dream. Joseph knew Herod's dream. We know other dreamers. Some of us in living memory remember Hitler's dream, or Pol Pot's dream, or Bin Laden's dream, or Assad's dream. Nightmare. Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with a child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph was righteous and unwilling to expose her to disgrace, so he planned to dismiss her quietly. But just as he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child is of God, and you shall name him Jesus." Joseph awoke from his sleep. He did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. Joseph dreamed, Joseph named, and Joseph did as he was commanded. Maybe it's time to take him out from behind the creche back around to the front. Take him from behind the scenes and hold him up as one to follow. A time for us to dream, a time for us to name names, a time for us to do as we have been commanded. I had a dream last night. Did you? What was yours about?